Welcome to episode 49 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. We are on location this evening in the Langley Arms Emerson's Green, which I believe episode something, maybe 20-odd, was recorded, and we are doing the quiz this evening. I'm joined, as usual, by the other two, Rich and Mike. Say hello, Rich and Mike.
Hi there, how are you?
You can answer.
Evening. I'm on writing duties for the quiz, because Patch writes like Jeremy Beadle would write, I think, in his small hand.
By his little hand. Basically, I'm left-handed. During primary school, you were forced to write with ink, and I would often smudge it across the paper. So, hence, I adopted an overarching grip. You can't see what I'm doing now, but...
It's like a claw.
It is a claw, essentially. So, yeah, a bit of background noise this evening, so bear with it. But as I say, we are doing the quiz at the Langley Arms, where we used to come quite frequently, almost every week. We're also joined today by James. Say hello, James.
Hi.
What should we refer to you as on this podcast? Because you have a nickname. Should we call you Bertie or James?
Probably Bertie.
Okay.
That's what I'm...
And the reason it's Bertie is because the surname's Bassett. So you see what they've done?
They used it. Yeah.
Bertie Bassett. Isn't that, wasn't that the name of a manager?
No, that's Dave Bassett.
England.
Oh,
he was a goalkeeper, wasn't he, Dave Bassett?
Dave Bassett was a manager of Wimbledon.
Yeah.
But there was also a film called Dave...
Mike Bassett, that was.
Yeah, Mike Bassett, yeah.
Anyway, we're joined by Bertie.
So with Bertie, are we going to talk about all sorts tonight?
If you like, yeah, can do. Explain that one in a minute to everyone. We'll start off with what we've been up to.
Just tell them we've done two rounds already. We've done two rounds already. The first round was general knowledge, second round was TV ads. I think we've done alright, don't we?
Yeah, so first round general knowledge, I think we're probably 6 on 10, maybe 7. The ads sent to the others, we don't really watch the TV ads anymore. Well, I don't, because you sort of record it or watch it on demand, fast forward through the adverts, or the adverts are actually quite nicely cut out when I watch stuff on iPlayer.
Well, iPlayer, because no BBC, because there's no adverts, but on ITV, a bit annoying though, you can't fast forward, can you? You have to watch. I think Channel...
Oh, on ITV Hub.
Yeah, either Channel 4 or Channel 5 catch-ups are best. You have to watch one ad there, and that's it. Yeah. But other channels, you have to watch about 4 or 5.
But I believe you can, on ITV Hub, you can actually pay to go premium, can't you, or something?
I'm pretty
Avoid
sure.
the adverts, ITV Plus or something?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's nothing good to actually watch on ITV One, so I don't ever watch it.
I'm coming to agree with you, apart from... Yeah, your classic X Factor.
What, you've finally grown up, you mean?
No. Why do you always have to be offensive to people?
No, but it's the public love it.
I think apart from what's that fishing show, River Monsters.
What with?
Robson and Green.
No. Some
Robson and Dream.
Some other loser. But it's probably about 4 shows on ITV I watch. Apart from that, BBC and Channel 4 get my view.
So she didn't watch Britain's Got Talent.
Apart from about 4 shows, I think, just wind back, you can listen to it. From about 4 shows, yeah. X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, River Monsters, and
Dex Saturday Night Takeaway.
All the classics, yeah. Big Heads. You watch Big Heads?
All the hits. I did watch the first one, but that's...
Is that the one with the impressions?
No.
Eh?
Is that the one with the impressions?
No, the ones with the big heads. Includes in the title. Like spit image heads,
isn't it? Yeah.
And they got a race around, like, it's a knockout. Yeah. But without like, Stuart Hall touching.
All right. So, Mike, do you want to just very briefly tell us what you've been up to in the last couple of weeks?
Anything you want to bring to our attention?
Don't know.
Did you do Upfest? Has that been gone?
No, Upfest is in July, so hopefully, I don't get too excited, but I'm hoping I can get an interview with John Nation before then. But
you're joking.
Is that John Garage Nation? Or?
Just to clarify, Rich was being sarcastic, he's doing his aggressive thing again. What have I been up to?
Are we going to cover Upfest? Like go down there and walk the street.
How big is it?
Would you
John?
come down to it?
How big is John Mitchum wide?
he's not wide. What have I been up to? I watched loads of films again. £4 on a Monday, classic.
Yeah.
Best film. The Pirates of the Caribbean was okay, but I think it's one of those for me. It's one of those films you have to watch all once before. It kind of follows
really?
on. Well, without giving anything away,
stand alone.
There were bits at the end and there are characters I knew from the first one, which I assume hadn't been in the previous one,
right.
that came back and things happened. They won't give it away.
Okay.
But actually, that ties... Well, I'm going to say what I've been up to, but I've got a little question that ties into it afterwards. But,
do it there.
Yeah, that's Rich again, being aggressive. I don't know, not much. Stokes Croft, the usual. Went to Stokes Croft. I went to Montpellier. It's the first time I've been there.
Was it France?
No. Between Stokes Croft and St. Paul's, isn't it? And I ended up in St. Paul's. I did feel a little bit... oh, God's sake. I went to Stokes Croft, looked at street art, and came back and the naked bike ride was on, so I saw plenty of cock and balls.
Took a lot of pictures, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Not many tits, so I deleted most of them. I can't think what I've been up to, not an awful lot.
Alright, moving on then.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Rich, what have you been up to?
I went to, a few weeks back, I went on a couple's night with obviously me and the wife,
oh, right.
her friend and boyfriend, to the Lamb, Banjo Island. People might think of Banjo Island as being a real rough end of kind of Cabaret Heath, fighting everywhere, but the pub has turned itself around. I might mention this on a podcast yonks ago.
Did you get one to get thrown out of the Lamb?
No, that was the Crown Horseshoe up top of Cowhorn Hill.
Okay.
Went on the Friday night, and I've been there for years, and then on the Saturday, day after, there was the school fair at Cabaret Heath. It was pissing then, so there was no point in me being there because Kirsten was working on one of the stalls.
Yeah.
So me and I just went back to the Lamb, and it's literally just me and him in there watching, was it Millwall versus whoever it was in the playoff final? Millwall,
Bradford.
Somebody?
Bradford. Yeah.
But one unfortunate thing is, the bloke on the bar, I don't know if he had the early starts of Parkinson's. Because he was
not
kind
laughing
of,
matter.
It's not laughing matter, but it's probably the worst job to have if you've got Parkinson's when you're trying to deliver a pint.
So your pint glass.
So he was literally shaking it everywhere. And he went as if he was holding it by the base of the glass.
Maybe you were just making him nervous.
But he had his fingers around the rim, so to speak. So yeah, kind of you had dirty fingers on your rim, and
nice.
Not the first time.
So you recommend the Lamb, do you?
No. Honestly, the Lamb as a pub has turned itself around, and it's quite good.
Right.
Half a pint.
Yeah. After a pint, we get half a pint. Then had a day watching the FA Cup at the Dolphin in Oldland. Turned into a good night, watched the band, had a good laugh. That was good now. And then last week, half term week, I was in Cornwall, Monday to Friday at New Quay, stayed at the Hendra campsite.
That was with a friend of the show, wasn't it?
No.
Got a friend?
Kelly.
Agar was there.
Yeah, but he met with us. He was on a separate holiday. He was in Perranporth, but he met with us on a few days. But that was mainly for the kids, so swimming pools, entertainment on the night, like kids' shows like, and things like that. But it was just a nice. The weather wasn't great, but it didn't rain, but it wasn't beautiful sunshine, but it was good, it was a nice break, and now waiting for the countdown to Glastonbury, which is 3 weeks, so
excellent.
It's all go.
Okay. James, anything you want to bring to our attention that you've
also
places you've been or
when I was in Cornwall, have you ever heard, I went to a beach called Porthcurno,
which
is just along from Land's End.
Yes. By the Minnack Theatre.
Yeah. Saw the Minnack Theatre, never seen it before.
Yeah, good.
Just paid a quid to go into a viewing area and they were and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was on.
Oh, the film.
So I don't know if anyone's ever been there.
Michael
no, it wasn't the film, but it was the play of the film.
Oh, right.
I've never seen
a play on. When
yeah,
you went there
was a play on.
Did you watch it?
Well, yeah, I watched the majority of it.
Oh, brilliant!
It was amazing. They kept changing the scenery as the show was going on.
I actually always wanted to watch a Minnack show.
It was good. Yeah, get yourself. Well, I don't know when they're on, but
the Minnack Theatre has got like a tiny little road to get to it, hasn't it? It's
must be
torrential traffic.
Similar to a theatre.
Yeah, it's like an outdoor theatre, isn't it?
Yeah. Theatre,
theatre.
I don't know.
Theatre.
It's about the same.
Theatre.
Actually, I think I did. I went to Bath for a day.
Every time.
Did the open top bus in Bath?
Yeah.
I did one in Bristol. I didn't know there's a park in Bath you have to pay to go in. It's that posh.
I thought it was going to be a punchline.
No,
then.
No.
Which bit is that?
I didn't do anything funny.
It's a shame.
Well, you got the Abbey, and then you've got the Pulteney Bridge. It was kind of in between the two. There's a.
It's probably like belongs to the residents or something.
Is.
Don't know.
It's all quite close.
Do you have to like pay and display when you go in the door?
Yeah.
Put a coin in to open the door.
No, you just pay the bloke. His job to stand.
Are you sure he was a real bloke?
Exactly. Here we go. Bristol Zoo all over again.
Yeah. Approached it.
Yeah.
Got paid to get in.
Well, I did. I went in the daytime, and what annoys me because I try to take good photos. I hate. There's always someone in the way. And I was surprised how busy Bath was with tourists.
Have you liked to take photos in parks?
No, it wasn't. It was generally in Bath, City.
Oh, right.
On a weekend in half term. It wasn't busy.
Yeah.
Got his tripod
on. It wasn't
funny. Well, have you been up to anything you want to review or call out? Any films or any restaurants you've been to, James?
Cheers,
hey,
mate.
Boys. I went to the
River Grill.
29 out of 40.
Not bad.
Which was on the Bristol waterfront. Yeah. Yeah. It's quite nice, actually. Pretty good food. A bit quiet.
Yeah.
Enjoyed a nice cocktail in the Zaza Bazaar.
Nice.
Afterwards, so yeah, it's good.
Excellent.
And then, otherwise, I've been playing golf in the rain, which has been pretty miserable.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I talking about Bristol Zoo earlier. I actually had a bit of a double header this weekend. I went to the Wild Place Project on Saturday, and then I went to the Bristol Zoo on the Sunday. Reason being, I actually had had my in-laws' passes, basically, so I could get in. They don't check them, which is nice. So we went there.
You do base your life majority on things you can get for free, don't you?
Pretty much, yes. But yeah, Wild Place Project, for those of you who haven't been, I'd recommend it. It's not very expensive or free, but they've now actually got 3 giraffes. There,
you know, giraffes, isn't
it? Which are quite majestic creatures, magnificent creatures. And
were the cheetahs up and going, or they just sat?
They were fairly active. I'd like to see them when, because actually they've got a hare that goes around the outside on a little like a circuit, you know, like a greyhound racing thing. Oh, here we go.
Quiz. Take a break.
We're getting the 30. Mention our name now. Mention our team name.
You got it wrong.
Right, we'll come back in a minute with the next segment. Okay, so we've just had rounds 3 and 4. Round 3 was in the news, and round 4 was monster hits of the 70s that no one really knew. They're playing in the background now. I think we're on number 6. But just very quickly, want to touch on the gig on Sunday. One Love for Manchester, I think
one
it was
love
called.
Manchester.
One Love, just One Love Manchester. Here he goes. Contrary to popular belief, I didn't actually know one Ariana Grande song, but I think she's done very well out of this. I'm sure she was all doing it for the right reasons. Not doing it for herself.
Wasn't this one of the songs in the top? I think it's number one. I don't pay any attention to the charts now, but there was a campaign to make it number one, the song that she was performing at the end of the concert where the explosion happened.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, wasn't it?
No, I don't know.
She's also offered to pay for all the funerals. Apparently, to pay for the funerals. Obviously, all the money went to the families. She's done, it has been for the families.
Yeah, it's good. She's done well. I mean, I didn't watch a concert, I'll be honest. But I was on Facebook. I think she was on her page. She was doing a Facebook Live and sharing the gig. But at the same time, she had like a donate button on the when you watched it, and people were donating money. So I think she raised
quid, apparently.
Is it 2 million?
Number 9. In 3 hours.
She did well, and obviously she must be a good person, because Piers Morgan changed his mind and apologised.
I bought a record.
Yeah, so she was really...
One observation from me, I think, was an observation from a lot of people, and that was that Liam Gallagher played.
Did he sing Oasis hits?
She sang Oasis songs, and one of his own songs, but the absence of Noel Gallagher. Now, I would have thought that they could have put their differences aside for this reason. I just want to see what people think of that.
Number 10, just to prove that you don't need 3 chords.
Robbie Williams can't sing anymore, can he? He was basically shouting, wasn't he?
Robbie Williams actually lost his voice, didn't he? Pretty much. And he's also put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah, that's midlife spread, isn't it? But I thought it's like he's shouting, and every time he comes to like a high point, he actually just raises the microphone up. A bit like Kanye West did at Glastonbury that no one watched.
Yeah.
No. Who? Kanye, Shitty West.
Thoughts on Oasis?
Or Liam?
Or Coldplay and Liam, you mean?
Yeah. I thought Chris Martin was good.
Well,
Chris Martin was good.
With Liam and by himself.
Well, by himself, to be honest. Him and Ariana looked like they sung it pretty well.
Someone put on Facebook, I think it was actually Mark Powell of Ice Cream Tacos, which you can still get on Three Peeps special, so check out Ice Cream Tackers, everyone. But he actually put, he thought Coldplay were shite. I actually thought they were pretty good, and I think they are a proper concert band.
It's one of those bands that a lot of people seem to dislike for some
reason. Wishy-washy music, innit?
Yeah, but some of the songs,
they're all anthems, aren't they?
Yeah, I like their music. I mean, I'm not a big fan, but
I'd rather listen to them than Ariana Grande, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to a lot of people with them Coldplay. You can't just judge them too. I think they only got one anthem, haven't they? Coldplay, that's
Viva La Vida.
And the rest.
No,
Yellow, isn't it? Yellow for me.
I Will Fix You, what it's called.
Yeah.
Fix You.
I actually really like Coldplay and James.
Big fan. Seen them live a few times. I think they're very good.
They do all that sort of
jiggly progry, yeah.
Yeah, but I did say, so I'm obviously going to Glastonbury this year, and some girl mentioned about Ed Sheeran, which I will stay clear of. Oh, he didn't just do that, man. He does things, he does all these things. I thought, well, we've got to do that. Yeah. Your music must be pretty shit. We've got to do extra stuff too.
Yeah.
So all this extra light bands like that, I just take. Dave, these monster hits from the 70s.
Yeah. Was that ironic?
Are you sure weren't just a soundtrack from Confessions of a Holiday Camper?
I used to work there then.
Great days.
Hi, hi.
No, I saw Coldplay at Glastonbury. Yeah. They are a good band. I'd watch them.
Yeah.
But I won't go out my way to watch them.
I go to a Coldplay gig and they give you those wristbands. Yeah, but light up. Do you keep them if you've been to a gig? Yeah.
You do pay about £100 a ticket, I imagine.
Where did you watch them?
Still, I've seen them in Earls Court and Manchester in Etihad. So yeah, very good. But one thing that struck me was Justin Bieber looked very emotional, but you've just told me that Ariana Grande's knocked him off of number one, so I can understand why.
Yeah, what's he doing? What's he doing being number one in the first place?
He's singing that Spanish song, isn't he?
Which
he couldn't quite understand. The kind of the burrito song, whatever it is.
Ariana Grande done really well.
Yeah,
and like she could hold an eight, but that music. Obviously, I'm 46. That music, I just don't understand it. It's, they're all the same to me. Every song is just the same.
Yeah, I should agree with that. But can I just get your opinion on Noel not being there, please?
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I mean. Yeah, but him not turning up doesn't mean he's being disrespectful to anyone involved, does it?
No, it's not.
Clearly, they...
And they are not a band anymore.
No, but they just don't get on. I mean, I can't think what the name of the documentary, the film they did about
Supersonic.
Them. Supersonic, yeah, which is excellent. Yeah,
he could have done a solo kick, he could have done his own stuff, because he's still going.
Was it High Flying Birds? Yeah. He could have done some of that. It would have been nice, the fact that Liam...
For me, just think about...
But Liam Gallagher was a last-minute thing, man. He only flew in last-minute. Yeah. He didn't put his name forward straight away.
No, he didn't. But just think about the reaction and the boost it would have given to Manchester if Noel Gallagher would have walked on stage for the first time in...
I think they missed the trick. 2 weeks.
However many years.
I think they missed the trick, definitely.
Yeah.
I think if he'd have come back... They'd have possibly reignited. I know they don't see eye to eye.
Maybe the scars are too deep. Maybe they had such a massive fall out that
you don't know.
Just doing a kind of arm on the shoulder bollocks.
Yeah,
might not know.
It must be pretty bad for them not to have got back together at that point, because that would have been the time to do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but look at the way Liam Gallagher afterwards, all the hate he gives to Noel Gallagher after that. Noel Gallagher might have had that for the last few years.
So what songs?
So why should he make Liam Gallagher look good? Liam Gallagher's the one who's
forever.
My favourite.
Liam Gallagher's the one who's got a failing career. Noel Gallagher's still going strong, so he didn't need Liam Gallagher. Probably needed Noel Gallagher to get his name back up in the lights.
Isn't he going solo now, Liam?
Yeah, got a new album.
A solo. He's not doing it with not a bad BDI. Yeah.
He
Live Forever. That's my,
so they sang Don't Look Back in Anger, but it wasn't him. It was Coldplay and Ariana Grande, wasn't it? Sang Don't Look Back in Anger.
See, I'm not sure.
But I don't think she actually knew the words. she kept trying to say something, and then the crowd would sing it.
Well, Liam sang Heart of Glass, didn't he? His new one.
Yeah.
And Live Forever. Just two, was it just two? Was
no,
it?
Another one.
Maybe. I don't really.
I can't remember what it was. The other one? What was the other one he sang?
Can't remember. I know Ariana Grande, you probably can't remember Oasis, to be honest. She's more of a Blur fan, I think, so.
Oh, you mean she likes real music?
Yeah. Take that there as well, performing a few hits.
That's a joke now, isn't it? Just three of them,
right? Yeah.
Money, or is it just to give them some...
Well, they still sell out concerts. Their concerts are actually very, very good. The stage show is amazing.
I wouldn't mind seeing Tech that when it was four of them.
Well, I watched them when it was all five of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I'd have sat that low.
I went to Roker Park, aka Stadium of Light in Sunderland, to watch it.
I would have sank low to watch it at four, but now it's free. Yeah. I think it'd just be a...
Yeah. What do you think about Boyzone?
What about Boyzone?
Well, it's 25 years, apparently.
This year, yeah.
Blimey. But they've been back a few times, haven't they, and not been very successful. But, and there's obviously only three or four of them left.
Did they combine with Westlife?
Is there five? Was there five?
Well, there were five. Yeah, I think Gately passed away.
Gately's passed away,
He died, yeah.
Passed on.
No. Didn't Westlife and Boyzone
beef.
Did they do like a, or was that just muck busted?
That was muck busted. So, Rich, as you say, you're going to Glastonbury in a few weeks' time. Who are you looking forward to seeing perform?
Many a barman serving me pints of Thatcher's.
Are you taking your own?
Yeah, I took my own, but I ain't gonna last all 4 days, is it? I said to Paddy on the way on this drive here. I've been going since 2010, and usually there's one band I can't wait to see. But this year there isn't one band I'm desperate to see. There aren't no fucking army when kind of I got to see them.
Who are the headline acts?
Radiohead.
So you've
been
there, right?
Yeah, you know a few of their hits. Foo Fighters.
They're from Bristol, aren't they, or local somewhere?
No.
Is at least one of them?
Foo Fighters and Ed Sheeran.
Foo Fighters would be the best.
Again, Ed Sheeran, if he's like on the background now in the pub, I'd tap my feet to it kind of thing, but yeah. I couldn't stand in the field for a couple of hours watching some bloke on a guitar. No, I want to be bouncing around like Kasabian a few years ago and things like that.
Isn't that what Glastonbury is? Dancing around listening to a bloke playing a guitar in a field?
No, you can't dance around to Ed Sheeran, can't you?
Fine.
Unless
fine.
You...
What about Katy Perry?
She played, is she?
Yeah. What?
If she got her tits out, I'll just watch it. But
surely you're looking forward to the Foo. Have you seen the Foo Fighters live before?
No, because as we know, I was going to see the last time I went to Glastonbury. The Foo Fighters were supposed to headline them, but he broke his leg.
Oh right.
I then bought tickets to go and watch Foo Fighters in Barcelona for a weekend away, and that was the week after the Paris shooting. So the Foo Fighters bottled it and cancelled their European gigs.
Third time lucky.
You never know, they might cancel again because something else might happen. But Foo Fighters, yeah, I mean, they're not really my bag. They're a big band, but
I'm not a massive live music person. I mean, I don't particularly like crowds, and I'm always the tallest person in the crowd, getting in everyone else's way. So that's my disclaimer. But I would love to see the Foo Fighters live, so I can live vicariously through Rich.
I'm happy that I've seen Ed Sheeran live. It was about 2010, Dr. Dot Festival in Bristol,
right,
when he first started out. When I think he was better then. I mean, he's good now. He's still a talent, but back then it was, well, you said he still does it now. They all use the loop pedals, so he sings and he plays a guitar, starts a loop, and he gets all the music going in the background. But back then it was, he sort of changed. He's more pop now. Back then it was more kind of, well, not hip hop, but yeah, a bit more alternative. But he was playing at the O2 Academy, and it was pretty much his song, first song, the A-Team just come out, so he wasn't that well known. I enjoyed it. At least I've seen him now. But yeah.
How about the band you always go on about? Is it the Stripes or the White Stripes? Is it the Stripes? Are they playing?
No, I've seen them a few times there. They're not playing this year unless they're doing a surprise. They've got a new album out actually at the moment. I haven't got it yet, but they just released a new album. I think it's their third studio album. Very good. It's not a young lad. It's not like 21.
Have you ever seen the Strokes play?
No.
No. Do you like them? Do you know the music?
A few of their hits.
What a classic.
Okay.
The monster hits.
But I might be a few. I want to see Royal Blood. They're good.
Yeah.
But there might be a few hidden gems. Well, I didn't know who the Stripes were.
Slaves?
Yeah. Who?
Slaves?
Are they playing?
Just two of them.
Two blokes,
I guess.
Royal Blood's just two blokes, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there could be a few that are recommended to me, and I might, might love them.
Come on, James.
Percy. Craig Davis. He's playing.
Excellent.
Yeah, that'd be.
When the crowd say Bo.
I'm going to watch Edgar Davids.
Nice. All right. Well, I think we've got round 5 and 6 coming up in a minute. But when we come back, we will have our entries for the Room of Doom. So we'll come back shortly.
It's quite a good.
Okay, so we've just had round 5, which was some sort of alternative geography round, which was pretty poor on our part. But now we're going to come back with Room of Doom. So, Mike, what is your entry this week?
People who don't give up their seats to old people on buses. Simple as that.
Okay.
So I think the older that I get, the more respectful I am of older people. I think I've always given my seat up, but now it's, I don't know, I just more respectful when I do it all the time.
Cheers.
People don't, like if you've got someone young sat on the seat.
How old is old?
Well, it depends, doesn't it? Because
OAP?
Yeah, potentially, but then you can get people in the 80s that are fit as a fiddle and they're happy to stand up. So, but if someone gets
offer,
on...
Isn't it? It's the offer.
Yeah. If someone gets on and they look like they could do with a seat, they look uncomfortable stood up.
And it's a full bus.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
You never see the driver get up, do you?
No. Oh, selfish. So yeah, people are going
to see. Okay, we've just been given a World War II picture round, which if my dad was there, he'd probably know most of those. Rich, what's your Room of Doom entry?
Mustang Sally! My Room of Doom is...
That was Barry from EastEnders.
With the new laws that have come in, obviously, your mobile phones, yeah?
Yeah.
Is blatant lawbreakers with arrogance. So you've got those people who might carry a phone on their drive-in.
Yeah.
But it's people who... Right, they're literally holding their phone to their... Like, now, they hold their phone away from their drive-in, but they're holding it kind of their phone flat in front of them.
Yeah.
And still talking. Or people who don't wear seatbelts, even though it's people just not just lawbreakers. People who are arrogant and do it. Oh, I'm not doing that. Like they're above
people,
the law.
So people who
think they're above the law. Kind of
people thing. Who break the law whilst driving, but and don't try and hide it.
Yeah, like, literally flaunt it. Yeah, literally will not. They're not put on their lap or blah. Blah. Then people who will literally hold it to their ear whilst driving.
Yeah.
Knowing the laws, people who get in a car won't put their seatbelt on. Just that's my kind of. Two ones that bug me.
All right, so arrogant lawbreakers in
just
cars.
Flaunting it, you know?
Okay. All right, well, mine is similar, about drivers. Okay. Drivers that don't edge. So when you're coming up to a turn and there's a car in front of you, and they literally...
Well, I told you that years ago.
Well,
I edge out in these days.
Yeah, exactly. Something I learned from Rich. But, it's people who... There's ongoing traffic, streams and streams of traffic. On some occasions, someone will let you out... But on the occasions that it don't, you've got to edge out to show your intention that you want to go. Otherwise, you're never going to go. And this happens quite frequently on a morning whilst I'm going to work. So people who don't edge out in a side street.
Sherman?
Bertie?
Is that Sherman Tank?
I'm going to stick with the driving theme.
Okay.
I end up going to work most days, and most of the way to my workplace, it's 40 miles an hour.
Right.
And I always get stuck behind somebody doing 30 to 35 miles an hour because there's a speed camera coming up.
Okay.
So it's those dawdlers who see a police car, and they think, right, I've got to drive much, much slower than the limit.
Yeah.
And I was driving home on Tuesday, and this is last week, and I got stuck at the traffic lights. Traffic lights went green. I sped off up to 40 straight away.
Mm.
Car next to me dawdled off the line really slowly. Police car behind him, and he got stopped. So I absolutely loved it.
Excellent. So dawdlers that drive massively under the speed limit. Okay.
Yeah, well, that happened to me. You know Queen's Charlton that leads to Whitchurch? You know, got Queen's Charlton Road in Kingsham, and you end up right by Whitchurch Village.
Yeah.
That's like a national speed limit. Country lanes was 60, but people go for 30 for there and just.
Alright, so let's just summarise now. We all have to vote. You can't vote for your own. Mike's is people who don't give up their seat on a bus to elderly passengers. Rich's was, remind me?
Blatant lawbreakers.
Oh, blatant lawbreakers. So people who basically don't show that they're holding them, show that they're holding their mobile phone when they're on talking.
People think they're above the law.
Above the law. Mine was...
Edges.
People who don't edge. And Bertie's was people who drive very much under the speed limit when there's approaching a speed camera. So, Mike, do you want to vote first?
Yeah, pains me to say this, but I vote for Rich Brown.
And what was that?
the rule breakers. Yeah, people that are kind of in your face. They think they're above the law. It's just.
Batman, you're kind of young kid.
It is any age, but I kind of think of it as more of a young people. It's, they have just no respect for any rule that's in place. They know what it is, but they just. It's
people
almost.
Smoke with their kids in the car.
You're all about respect tonight, aren't you? Bloody hell.
RESPECT. Rich.
So yours and Brick Bassett's, they're kind of ones I've. Might mention in the past, yeah. So I'm split between you two.
I thought I'd guarantee your vote.
Yeah, so obviously I taught you the edging out rule.
But you got edge in this day and age.
And also there was the one I mentioned a minute ago, Queen's Chart, and I was just going so slow.
Go with the guest if in doubt, go with the guest.
I'll go Bertie because that's more frustrating. Edging out is obviously, that's just one car in front of you, but that can hold you up for a good 10 minutes, 20 minutes if you're in a country lane.
Okay. Where's your vote going?
Probably Bruce.
Right.
Thank you, team.
Cheers. Snowball. Yeah.
World War II, is it?
Are we supposed to have done this by now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is that Ronald Reagan? Look like I'm going.
That's a Mustang, I think.
Sorry, dude.
Number four is five.
That's Desert Rattle.
We're podcasting.
What was that one,
Dave?
Right. Is that not?
That's a Morse code thing, isn't it? What's it called?
So this is American General. So General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Morse code thing.
Maybe. We're just rushing through the picture around now.
Eisenhower's then, just for sake of it.
Five or six.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Where is your vote going, Bertie?
I'm going to have to go with the. The old people thing. I must admit, I'm a great man who enjoys a bit of respect. And
do you use the bus?
Pregnant women as well. I don't use the bus.
Or
the train. But
it's the respectful thing.
Yeah. It's a bit like if you're opening a door, you don't barge through. Yeah. You let the old person out in front of you, don't you?
Yeah.
Same principle.
Yeah,
sure. Always the
same. Old-fashioned values. That's what I think.
So just generally old-fashioned values. Just be a nice person.
Okay. You seem unconvinced.
That is looking at what way to vote. To.
Yeah. How can you win?
So I've got a vote. You got. A vote. You're the only one without a vote. So you can't vote for yourself. So you know, choose the winner.
Yeah, I know.
He's gonna vote.
I feel like Simon Cowell. will go with.
He knows
Mike's.
Oh. Should never use a bus either.
I have occasionally used a bus.
I
should
use a bus at school.
Clarify to the new listeners that whenever the Richard loses, he gets very angry.
Yeah.
How do you know?
If Richard doesn't win, basically it's the wrong decision.
How do you know? Because I've used a bus for decades.
I have. I used one 2 weeks ago.
How do you know? How do you know people don't get up in the seats?
I must admit, I've never seen it happen.
Exactly.
But, Mike's seen it happen.
You've seen people with mobile phones... Aren't you? Yes.
Never known someone so angry. I love it.
But, yeah, Mike's secured that victory, I think.
Thanks.
That's because you've got his spinner wet.
Can I do my film-based random question?
Yes, yeah. You may.
Thanks. Something I never used to do, but I now do now.
I'm recording that podcast. promoting the Langley Arms.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Good at nationwide.
Worldwide.
Just saying nice to Hazers.
So what's the film?
What's
the question?
I haven't got there yet. Stop being so angry.
Come on.
When you're watching a film,
dead air
do
is
you?
A crime.
You ask me what a question is when you just speak over me.
Go on.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm not getting any metro.
Try to speak over me. When you watch a film at the cinema, do you stay until the end of the credits to see if there's an end credit scene?
Only if it's Marvel.
Yeah. Or a comedy. Like Marvel, your Alan Partridge or something like that.
Yeah. So Marvel was pretty much guaranteed, isn't it?
Austin Powers.
Not always.
Pretty much, that's why I said pretty much.
I watched one recently. I can't remember. What was the most recent Marvel? It was Wolverine. Okay. The new Wolverine, Logan. And there was no after credits action.
I never used to stay, and then my mate...
Waste of time.
Pete's in about doing it. Yeah, mostly is Marvel films, but... good one. What's the question? Do you stay until the end of the credits, after the end of a film, to see
every film?
The only time I stay is if, because obviously not always on the credits, they put the cast first. So sometimes if it's an animation film, I want to know which voices is. Or if it's something.
Yeah, but that's not the end of the credits, that's the start of the credits.
That's so far right. No, not always. They don't always put the cast first, that's what I'm saying.
They don't. In order of appearance.
They don't. And that's into my stay. Or, like I said...
What was it while you were watching? What was it? It starts...
Like Dave Brent film, Adam Partridge film.
Yeah.
You know, some of these have like stuff halfway through.
What is it?
They might have outtakes sometimes, won't they? Halfway through.
But what is it they said at the end of like old comedies, like a low, a low? Is it thank you for watching?
You have been watching.
Richard's got a random question. Hang on.
You do yours.
My random question, right?
Yeah.
Say there was a Jesus-like figure, right? Someone who was amazing, they turned shit into wine, things like that, but he got shot, right? Say he was shot, got killed.
I'm not sure guns are around these days.
No, that isn't the question. Say it happened now, right? Say there was one now.
Right, so who and gets it, shot?
This bloke everyone loved, yeah?
What, like David Beckham?
Michael Jackson?
Right, so, yeah, but some sort of holy figure who'd done all this magical stuff.
Simon Cowell.
Just listen. If he got shot,
Would people wear chains with a gun around their neck? Why do people pray to Jesus on a cross? Sure, that was the worst time of his life, wasn't it? Why are people wearing crosses around their necks celebrating what he died on?
I think it's just a symbol.
Oh, why? Why not?
I don't know. They make the rules.
Fish and bread.
Or maybe
a robe.
A carafe of water with an arrow pointing to a carafe of water.
What I'm saying is, if you love John Lennon, you wouldn't wear a... You wouldn't pray to a gun, would you?
Oh, that's Montgomery, isn't it?
Montgomery Burns.
Okay, my second question is...
Right,
okay.
What's the question? Yeah, what are you saying then? Why do people... Why is the crucifix the thing to...
That is an interesting question.
It is an interesting question.
But I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah. Can you think of any word... I can think of one, but I'm not going to say it until you have a little thing. Can you think of any words that begin with a vowel... That
are
not. No, I'll finish the question first. Any
elephant.
I'll finish the question first. I keep saying that every time you do
ice.
It.
Ice.
Orange.
I'll finish the question first. I'll finish
umbrella.
I'll finish the question first. Can you think of any.
Ulysses.
I'll finish the question first. Can you think of. Just to say, this is an amazing episode for new listeners, isn't it? It's really going to sell it to them. Rich is poised.
I am.
Can you think of any words that begin any. With a vowel that are not preceded with. An. So you've got an ugly
umbrella,
person, an umbrella. It's always an
elephant,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's the
an
board, elephant.
What about unicorn?
Don't exist, do they?
A unicorn. It's not an unicorn. Don't is that the only one?
Hang on. Bertie's got some comments.
It's getting old.
Surely, if you're true to
university,
language, you'd still say an.
University.
So if you're actually writing, you'd still say an. I know you say...
No, you wouldn't. You say
an unicorn.
I saw a unicorn.
You say a university or a unicorn, but if you write, surely it's still an, because that's what the...
English
language is.
Well,
I presume... I may be wrong.
No, no, right, an university.
I wouldn't write an unicorn. You've done it. You've done well. That's it. It's
universal.
A universal.
A universal studio. Universal demographic.
Can you think of any other words? Start with
uni. I've got two. How many do you want?
A universe.
That's three.
That sounds
good.
Okay, see you next week.
Yes,
bye.
We can. can you name a well-known song and band, right?
Yes.
Both which are palindromes. Is that right? They both spell the same backwards?
Yes.
A song and the band.
Wow. You got one in mind?
I know one, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, like...
I've got one.
What?
Oh. ABBA.
And the song?
What was the question?
The song's got to be a palindrome.
The song,
song
and
title.
The song and the band.
Oh, blimey.
There you go.
By the same people.
SOS.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I just done a lap of honour. Is that the only one?
Yeah, that's how I
know. Okay.
Mike, have you got one?
No.
Well, Bertie, what are you doing down there?
Just looking at the use of the word and ah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you fancy some anal?
It's pronounced as a. Almost like a Y, like university or unicorn. Then apparently it's supposed to be an A rather than an.
Okay. How about you?
There you go.
Anal?
What do you mean by that?
Do you fancy some anal?
Not quite in a minute.
Yeah, but that's an option of an or some. That's not
an anal. Have you ever say an anal?
A anal.
Add an anal last night.
Did you?
Some anal.
Did you?
No.
You could say I had. You did, not me. You had an anal exploration last night.
Or expedition.
Or experience.
Exactly. Any expo.
Okay, I think we're slightly digressing now. I think we'll come to an end shortly. But let's just do, let's just do recommendations. And I don't know if I've done this before, so apologies. But no, it's the Detectorists.
Last 3 months he's been saying this, hasn't he?
No, have I?
Yes.
I think so.
No, last week mine was Designated Survivor.
What?
On Netflix, wasn't it? Designated Survivor?
That was on the special hour one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that it? I don't know. You may be looking.
I haven't said Detectorists.
I don't think you have. You might have done Going Back. I think
you always copy me.
But is there a new series coming out? Because there's two series.
I think two's enough, isn't it? You found gold.
Well, I think you should do two.
Did they fall out over a woman in the second one, or was that the first series?
Yeah, well, don't ruin it for everyone. Just watch the Detectorists on Netflix.
In the last one, but he got made a bad luck.
So yeah, Netflix. Anyone on
others? Yes. Channel 4.
Richard just sneezed.
Just coughed. Sneezed in my face. Channel 4 is a comedy called Loaded. It's got Nick Helm.
Got him from Uncle.
Yeah, from the amazing comedy Uncle that I recommended to Rich.
And yeah, and it's very good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
He's in it. Other faces.
Big Brother's just started as well.
Oh yeah. The guy who is in Peep Show to play Gerard. I don't know if they've been.
And Love Island.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't watch that.
Anything else to?
No.
It's about, I think it's five guys that have made.
Five guys. Bloody good burgers.
Overpriced. Five guys that have invented an app, a phone app, a game. Cat Factory, I think that's the name. They sell it and they've got about £15 million each. They're loaded, yeah? They're loaded, the title. And
have you seen White Gold?
No. Watch Loaded. Bye.
I had a WhatsApp message from Duncan Kelman, friend of the show, Jingle Man Duncan. And he was highly recommending White Gold.
I just did that.
Well, but I just, that made me remember. I'm saying it now. White Gold. And I haven't actually watched it. I watched half of the first episode before I fell asleep the other night.
It's not because I was bored. So
I was actually, yeah, same as me. I was knackered.
1980s in between us, essentially.
Yeah. So, Give that a go.
You can probably only hear Patch now because he's the only one on the microphone by his mouth.
Yeah, give that a go. White Gold. I shall certainly be looking at that.
Go on.
Mine is Sergeant Pepper's Musical Revolution with Howard Goodall. Howard Goodall is a well-known. He's wrote a few theme tunes like Howard's Way.
Thanks, mate.
Is how they strip. They're stripping down how they made Sergeant Pepper's with obviously back in the 60s. That all the modern digital stuff is splicing tapes.
Here's a question for you. What other band appears on the front of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band album cover?
Of course, you've got the Rolling Stones on the front.
Correct.
Cassius Clay and also Marilyn Monroe.
That's not a band, is it?
No.
Cassius Clay.
Yeah. But it's because they stopped touring about 1966 because they got tired of playing, but no one actually listened to them because it was just girls screaming basically. So they wanted to do music that didn't have to necessarily be played live. So that's when they done experiment stuff and. Most of the songs are all from personal experience as well. They're not just made up songs. They're not all hippie trips. It is, but they strip down all the.
And how will we find this?
And it's on iPlayer. It's still available for 27 days. It was first shown on 9th of June. So, Howard Goodall explores why Sgt. Pepper is still so seen as so innovative, so revolutionary, and so influential.
And is it 50 years anniversary?
50 year anniversary. This month, yeah.
So just help the listeners. It's today's Tuesday. It's available for 27 days. So let me help you.
Tuesday.
So Wednesday it's 26 days.
So
Thursday 25.
Oh,
27 is
27 days.
4 weeks less.
Just watch it by the end of June.
Yeah. But you must watch it even if you're a music fan. Even if you're into shit music like Kanye West, things like that. Just rewind how albums used to be made. With a personal touch, what they had to go through just to get a sound.
Yeah. Play it backwards and you probably get some sort of message.
The famous last chord of the whole album, A Day in the Life, was 9 different pianos at the same time.
We're going to talk about Yo-Yo.
Bertie, have you got any recommendations? Anything you're watching at the moment, series wise, season wise?
No, because I don't really have time to watch TV at the moment, unfortunately.
Of course not.
Later on.
I think it's already come up, but I was watching Pirates of the Caribbean. So I think I'm on the third one at the moment, so I'm getting through them before I see the new one.
Okay.
Who's this fucker? I've asked Frank Sinatra.
We have got 67 out of. What was it? 120? Not particularly good. The last round was an absolute disgrace.
It was World War II.
World War II. So, yeah. All right.
I bet that's Frank Sinatra.
I think we'll park it there then, shall we? Next episode is episode 50. We're going to do something really special. Don't know what it is yet, but we're going to do something. Take care, everyone. Don't forget to like and share. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, etc. Bye bye.
Good night. 85.